about you? You have a pretty good day?
Good. Spanish class, a little frustrating trying to figure it out.
That, mine was a little frustrating too. Most of the shops didn't have power today.
Where you turn wrenches with your hands?
Today you need lights and computers.
So, I guess. They could have pulled it outside. It sounds like a crappy excuse.
Nothing.
Because we don't have power.
And we don't think about it either until it happens.
I used the electricity and telephones and computers. Whenever all that's gone or you don't have internet or something, it's just like, man, what word do I do now?
The extra class manual.
Find mine. I need to dig through the house. I keep putting it off. See if I can study for that and Spanish. It's going to be fun. Probably either that or one will take precedence over the other, and then I won't get one done, which would probably be the extra since I signed myself up for the Spanish class.
Here there's going to be some pretty major changes to the test after this one. So, you might want to rethink that.
God, just so much to remember. I don't know if my brain can hold all of it.
I've seen you. That ain't no small portion.
You got that right, but I don't know. It might be big, but that don't mean what's inside a storage space.
The cobwebs out of there and the...
I'd already working my brain during class. It was hurting already. She was just covering stuff and talking in Spanish. You're like, oh, my God.
Where are you taking it?
W contracts through a outside language learning place. I don't remember what the name of it is, but... And generally, they teach the German class, so they've been teaching that forever. And just because we've got such a need, because we started bringing on associates that don't speak English... And majority of the time it's Spanish, they finally offered a Spanish class.
I can see that. I don't know. I disagree with it, but I can see it.
Honestly, I think it's just a matter of need. You know, people don't want to work. So now you're to the point where you can't choose to only hire people that speak English. Now you have to start branching out and allowing people that are non-native English speakers. You know, they can, you know, we've had some that speak very good English and still come in as, you know, what they call an ESL, English as second language. And, you know, at the same time, I mean, it just got to the point where I'm just like, if I can't communicate with the people that work up under me, and now they're to the point where we've been doing the program long enough that those people are getting hired on, so they're BMW employees now. It's going to be fun. So I just felt like the need was there. I needed to do something.
I understand. I deal with quite a few Spanish and other languages out there during the day.
Around town, you speak a lot of French, too, I bet.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe a few other languages there, too.
Well, Patrick, I done pulled into the driveway. I had to wait before I got on the radio, so I'm going to head on inside and see what the wife's doing and maybe find me a snack before supper time. So you be safe out there, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. I'm probably back in my normal car, but at least I got a radio in there now. So I'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Patrick.
Time, and I just pulled in to switch vehicles, so perfect. You have a good evening, and I'll catch you in the morning. 7-3, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.